tomorrow and
the whole year.
It's a whole new day.
No question about that.
But the block is this weekend.
That is.
Yes, this week, November 1st, I think, right?
Yes.
Like to call the special select board meeting of Wednesday, October 29th, 2025 to order. Item one is open public hearing, Town of Londonderry Town Plan. One A, presentation by the Planning Commission.
Yeah, Ms. Spalding, Planning Commission Chirk. Clerk, the proposed town plan has had only those sections updated that need to be changed in order to get it readopted per Vermont statutes. We plan to revisit the town plan once the zoning bylaws are finalized and adopted. We wish to thank the Housing Commission, especially Patty Eisenhower, who offers update all the housing facts and figures, and the Wastewater Committee, especially Larry Doug, for their contributions. We look forward to your participation in helping us with a proper update, most likely next year.
Thank you.
One B is questions and concerns from the select board. Anybody?
I'll start. So, share with us any significant areas that were actually updated in the plan. And I know we can see them based on either sort of font and things changing, but where did you guys as a planning commission feel you needed to really sort of make some upgrades?
We actually, Matt did help us with letting us know which sections needed to be updated just in order to, so that grants could be applied for, the bylaws could be passed, and it was land use, how the town, the abutting towns related to what we do, the Housing Commission, there was a section added for the wastewater.
Census information we updated. Just what we needed to just get it readopted. That's, we did the bare minimum because we're still doing the bylaws and this needed to be done so then the town could get grants and everything. So we, you know, talked with WRC and they helped us through, and that's what we did.
Any other question?
Not a question, just acknowledging the level of amendments at this point being kind of a minimum and then coming back to it when there's more time in order to be able to focus on the bylaws.
Can I ask how our body creates for our town a vision out of this, out of the document, that sort of is easily summarizable, but which sort of coalesces all this information together as sort of what we are looking at going forward for our town? How do we, as a select board, make this real, make this actionable, make it useful for us as a select board, I guess is my question. Because otherwise it feels like it sits on a shelf.
Sits on a shelf, sure.
It's too much work to have it sit on a shelf, and I think it's so valuable when you read these various component sections about what it says about what we do well, but also about where we've got some needs and what we need to be. I would hope that all of us feel a sense of responsibility to making sure that it stays active and alive. Even if it does get reworked and rehashed with the bylaw integration in the summer of next year.
Well, essentially, it's supposed to be a blueprint for what we are trying to work towards.
I think anytime you're faced with a decision that has a multiple answers and it's a difficult decision, this could be used as a tool to kind of steer decision making based on what the town planner is. Pretty much steer, but just as a guide. Mm-hmm. You know, anytime you make decisions, referencing something like this is going to give the consistency and validity of the actual plan.
Yeah, and I think of this as sort of like a kid sitting at the seashore with a sieve. You know, it's a way of testing ideas through a grid, through a process, or through a set of ideas about it. So I just hope we actively do that in a way. And I don't know if other towns have come up with better ways of synthesizing something like this into a more useful tool. Think of how that sieve might be a little bit more, I don't know, effective. So you can say, okay, here comes an idea. How does it fit with our town plan? Bing, 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 bing. I wonder if there are towns that have figured that out, whether it's a vision statement or it's a, I don't know what.
A vision statement would certainly be more concise than referring to a document this size each time.
Right.
But familiarity with the document, you know, definitely sort of sets the stage for this decision making.
Right, because there are very specific things in each category.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's probably an excellent thought for when they re-up the plan to have a different format possibly and have it, you know, maybe more planning oriented rather than word oriented. I think that's, you know, as a more of like a project management grid of all the
for
goals.
Sure. Yeah.
That's a good thought for when you take it back up.
Yeah, and you know, maybe monopolize this. This stuff is, I love it. But I hope there's a way that our community can be involved in the work that we're going to do with that deep dive and can help filter up what we think those important checks are, what those important grid looks like. So how you get community input, but sort of like longer ago when we did that, I don't know what it was, but it was sort of a visioning process that we had help with. Was it VLCT?
VCRD.
Or VCRD.
Was it VCR?
But we did have a fairly robust planning process at that time. So, anyway.
There's guidelines that it would have, you know, the town input when we do go to update it. So, you know,
yep.
We'll be following those guidelines.
Yeah. Thank you.
I feel like with all the documents that the town has developed over the years, that the mission statement is in all of that, and maybe organizing it in just a
yep.
Like a page.
Yeah.
It could be the front page.
It could. It absolutely could. Yeah. And that could be an interesting exercise to do, because I think there is a lot of meat in there. Thank you.
Any other questions? 1C, questions and concerns from the public.
I don't have any questions, but in the town plan, it does have at the end of each section, and I think sections need to be defined, I'm not sure, but there are goals defined and written out and action steps. So that might be a great place to focus input on, and which ones are the top priorities, I guess.
Just wondering the timeline. Once this goes forward, when does the zoning actually change? And that sort of thing?
This is the town plan, not the zoning bylaws.
Okay. But this has to be done so before the bylaws can be updated.
So how does it all fit in? So we get to the point where the zoning will change.
The bylaws are pretty well done. I know Will has to redo the floodplain stuff, and then there'll be public hearings. And so, we planning commission. Do you have to have one or two public hearings? I can't remember.
For zoning bylaws.
Yeah.
I think that's the same as the plan. So anything under 2,500 population would be just one.
Yeah.
I think.
And then the select board will have a separate one after that.
Right.
So is there a town vote type thing, or
how
did you
pass
this around?
No, the select board
approved by us.
But the hearing is a mechanism for input from the public.
And at the hearings, you take all input, and you can redo certain sections if everybody's not happy with them, and then you'll have another hearing.
Okay.
So it can be a process if there's multiple changes that need to be done.
But we'll definitely let everybody know when the next hearing is going to be in the newsletter.
But hopefully in the near future.
This is probably the easier step of moving all that forward.
Yeah.
Any other questions?
Again, more of a comment, Jared Klein, under Mount Road. To Martha's point, I was involved with a town plan in a different community that had an annex that was an implementation checklist or a systems checklist that went section. You know, the town plan is in various sections, and section by section, just as Patty indicated, there are, you know, various actions. In this other town plan, the implementation matrix had a whole set of criteria that was intended to help guide the select board in taking decisions in each of those areas, so that using Kurt's example, when like the zoning came up, or for some other example where you're considering whether to apply for a grant for, you know, floodplain management or something like that, in each of these areas, the implementation matrix had a series of questions that would help guide the select board to ask these questions to see, is this consistent with the town plan or not? So just a suggestion for how that could work, and I'd be happy to share an example of that if you want to.
What town was that? So the planning commission?
That was Concord, Massachusetts.
Okay.
I'd be interested in seeing that.
Yeah, sure. Thank you. Any other questions or concerns? Seeing none, move on to item two, adjourn public hearing. We need a motion for that?
Probably need a motion for that,
I move to adjourn the public hearing.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Item three, call regular meeting to order. Item four, additions or deletions to the agenda. Seeing none, move on. Item five, new business. 5A, vote to adopt Londonderry Town Plan. Anyone care to make a motion?
I move to adopt the 2025 Londonderry Town Plan as presented.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And item six, who would like to make that motion?
I move to adjourn.
Six. All those in favor?
Aye.
Who seconded the plan? Thank you.
Oh.
I did.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. There's some shreddable.
And if you haven't signed in, please sign in. I forgot that part.
This person right here deserves a pat on the back.
Oh, absolutely.
She did a lot of heavy lifting to help us with the census demographics.